What is it? Beer before liquor, never quicker.
Never sicker.
Been sicker.
Never been
sicker. Quicker. Yeah. It's bullshit, though. It doesn't mean anything.
All right.
Okay, so are we back?
We're back. We're doing.
Matt, be quiet, dude. We're back.
Whereas the first podcast was controlled and measured, this one is probably going to be loud and belligerent because Logan is well blasted. Matt's
Wait a second. Logan's actually pretty normal compared to the last podcast.
Thank you.
Brandon, however, like, you actually look like you woke up with bedhead, despite literally Brandon not going to bed between the last two, like the last podcast and now. He's the same.
It's just 10 minutes later.
Logan has asked us to continue. We've ordered pizzas. We're going to keep on going. Really, so yet another.
If you want to role play with us, order a pizza as well.
This is a special drunk. I guess not drunk.
This is, drunk
this is the bonus podcast.
Yeah. No, it's
where everybody's rock and roll a little bit more.
Three this of us are drinking. Three of us are drinking. We have some special guests in the background here who are roommates. Freddie, you don't drink, so
there's also
you run this podcast.
Well, there's also a medicine ball rolling around, like as if it's sentient.
Yeah.
Just rocking and rocking.
But see, Freddie, we don't have any more topics because we already talked to them all.
No. Oh, believe me. Believe me.
Hold on. Before any other topic, how tall are you, Freddie?
I'm. This needs to be addressed. Everybody thinks I'm a midget. I'm like 5'7".
Wait, well, hold on. Wait, what prompted this? Is there something that like...
There's been nothing but comments on our last video about people being like, Freddie, you're a midget. Ha, you're short.
What was
short.
The last video?
It was like troll. We're shooting trolls with this guy, Ray William Johnson.
Why do they think you're a midget in that video?
Because I think the previous video, I was standing next to a 6'5" monster from Epic Mealtime. Yeah.
If I stand back, if I lean back like this, do I need to bring the microphone closer to me?
Yeah. Yes, you do.
One second.
Yeah, no, basically a week ago we did a video with Evan Mealtime, and Evan Mealtime are huge, and so they made Freddie look super small. And then the next week we made a video with Ray, who's also like kind of notoriously a shorter guy. And so basically Freddie and he together were like equally short. And basically they ended up, so everyone has now concluded that Freddie is a midget. As
to be fair, 5'7" is shorter than the average height for a woman, too.
Well, the average height for a man is 5'10", if I'm...
Yeah. Asian male.
It's either 5'9" or 5'10".
Okay, but we're not talking about...
Freddie's average for an Asian man.
I'm an average Asian male height.
For an average man, it's
I'm actually a little bit on the tall end. Whenever I go back to China, like, everybody... It's weird. It's I can taller than people.
Freddie.
Hey, newsflash, Freddie. Wait, newsflash. Newsflash, Freddie. Yeah, we're in America. We're in
so
America
you're short
right
here.
Now.
So just accept it.
Yeah, just
you're
accept
short.
It. Hey, it's okay. What's really interesting is, so when we were in school, we were all in film school, right? And everybody was 5'8". It was actually incredible. There was 50 of us, and all 50 people were 5'8".
How tall are you, Logan?
I'm 5'8".
Really?
Well, you're not taller than me.
You're 5'8". Fred, you're not 5'7". You're 5'8". Just say it.
I'm 5'8", Brandon.
There you go. So let's continue talking. We were talking about Zack Snyder on the last podcast.
We're done with
Zack Snyder. Let's move on.
I'm afraid to run
this. Let's get over it.
Next week we'll talk about him again.
Yeah.
Next week we'll talk about Sucker Puncher and Sucker Puncher.
And that's Logan is going to watch Watchmen between now and then.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you have it on DVD?
I do. I have it on Blu-ray.
Okay. Well,
and DVD.
I'm actually, while you guys are working on whatever you're working on, I'll just like quietly watch here, like watch Watchmen drunk here.
Don't watch it while here because I won't be able to work. I'll just have to watch.
Because it's, so good. It's just that riveting.
It's that riveting.
So we were talking about pleats, but we're going
to
actually take a little segue.
Let's just move on.
Please think of a topic to talk about.
So I want to talk about what country do you guys think is the toughest?
Oh my God.
What's the toughest country?
America.
I think Russia.
Russia.
Oh my
it
God.
Can't be America
it
anymore.
There has been.
It's not. Yeah. It's not. It's Russia.
Okay, wait, really quickly. What do you mean by toughest? Do you mean the country, like military power? Or do you mean the average person there?
You grab being tough. You grab 100 people, and you make them do really tough stuff.
What do you mean tough stuff?
Blacksmith marathons, okay. Punch each other in stomachs. When it's all said and done, who's going to be standing?
It's got to be probably a lot of African countries or
no, Russia.
That's interesting. So
I think people. I think anybody who's still living in the wilderness or like some South American, like ones that are generally less, I don't know, like urban.
Yeah,
would have to be
that.
Tougher would, in general. Like those who live on the freaking in the forests or in the desert.
So Africa never came up. And I think it's because Africa is just like pure, it's pure chaos.
Yeah. But it's tough, right?
Oh, it's totally tough.
Yeah, it's going to be tough there. Yeah, we're watching Blood Diamond recently.
Yeah,
that's
like odds
tough.
Odds are you're going to pick someone who's like a child soldier who's like killed more people in the age of 8.
Did you guys see Vice's Guide to Liberia?
Yes. Fantastic.
You actually watched it?
I did.
I heard there's like one scene where like a child soldier is just bragging about how many pregnant women he's raped and then ask if they want to go eat human meat.
It's incredible.
I was like, congratulations, really you found hell.
So
you actually found it. You found the bottom of Earth.
Would you consider that tough?
I consider that hell.
So, but that's what I mean. So is that the toughest? Because that's pretty tough. For, I couldn't do that.
The toughest is, well, the problem is if you drop that child soldier into like Siberian tundra, he wouldn't last more than 5 minutes.
That's true.
True. You know? True. Yeah.
Do you know who it is? It's the dudes who like lead people up mountains. You always talk about the people who like get to Everest, but the actual
what are those called?
Sherpas, man. Yeah.
Sherpas are tough.
Okay, whatever country has the most Sherpas,
that would be the toughest country.
If there's a Sherpa who's killed 50 men,
he's the toughest.
Well,
man
that was now my World War II history is getting a little foggy. But there was like a
Freddy's encyclopedic knowledge of World War II is
there was like
trying to recall one famous Sherpa and just. Memory's foggy.
I'm trying to just think of all the Chuck Yeager stories I have, and I can only remember half of my Chuck Yeager stories right now.
Chuck Yeager flying. That gets me to something, because I was on a plane right this last week.
Mm-hmm. I love your associative.
Like, I'm so irritated now by the whole, like, oh, turn off all your electronics before takeoff.
Which is bullshit.
It's total bullshit. And like, I had my Kindle on, and I was like reading a book, and like, oh, you have to turn that off. It's like, this gives off less electricity than like a watch. Like someone's wearing a wristwatch.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So why
do they bother?
I don't know. It's total crap. But I just don't do it.
Why? Is it just to like hold the old guard?
No, I'll
like,
tell you why. Because there's people like me who are on the plane who are so terrified of flying that they're looking at the people with Kindle, and I'm like, just turn off your fucking Kindle, dude.
But if it couldn't take a scratch, just turn it off. So when they start the flight, if instead of them going, shut off all electronic devices, they went, all electronic devices are fine.
Are totally okay. I would be totally... Because, like, here's the thing.
Do you guys know actually what the threat is?
I think they're afraid of some sort of
interference. No, it's about Wi-Fi. It's specifically about communications with the tower.
No. Because, well, they're afraid of interference on some level.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is communication with the tower.
So it's just a blanket rule. That's what it is. Do you know what it is? Because once you start doing, like, specific... Not every flight attendant knows every single electronic and why
I assume that's one of those things that if everybody on the plane all at once turned on their radios, like their Walkmans,
because we all know people have FM Walkmans,
there would be an issue. But if everybody like had their iPhones on, it's like, is that really gonna like shut down?
I don't think so.
You know what? It's just a blanket rule, and
it's a
just
stupid
do it.
Blanket
just
rule.
It's right there with the three ounces of fluid.
Just do it.
Here's what I do. I will take my phone. I'll set it to airplane mode because it's like, all right, I don't want it to be wireless communicating. That's fair.
Yeah.
I'll just keep it on. I'll keep it in my pocket. It'll be on throughout the whole thing. I've flown many times, not a single hiccup.
But you're risking the lives of everyone.
Everyone has lives at risk. Like, as if it's like this like serious thing.
Here's the biggest problem I have. Who gives a shit if there's a real reason for it? You fucking pay for the ticket. Just get on the plane. If they have a rule,
I give a shit.
No, if they have a rule, just follow it. It's fucking 10 minutes. Here's our problem. Our society is such a bunch of pussies, Freddie. I like that this is the drunk podcast
where Matt's like, "Loosen up, society." Freddie,
yeah,
it's you're just, a bunch of pussies.
Just 10 minutes. Seriously, everybody complains about this. It was
winning.
Tiger blood. Besides the fact that this is the punchline of every like stand-up comedian 10 years ago. We're getting into this now, is that it doesn't freaking matter.
Because this is something Matt's wanted to been talking about for a while. He's always wanted to talk about comedians 10 years ago.
Yeah. No, just whatever. Just turn off your freaking phone for 10 minutes. If that's the rule, that's the rule.
It's not about turning off the phone. It's like, I'm sitting there, I'm doing work, I'm like, I got my laptop up. Mm-hmm. I want to just start when I sit down. Like, what? Mm-hmm. You're right. I did pay for the ticket. If it means I have to pay $10 extra to get the electronics bonus, I'll pay that. Because it's total crap. It's a rule that has no basis in reality, yet we all continue to blindly follow it. And my biggest problem is, if there's a rule like that and everyone continues to blindly follow it, that's just group things. Everyone's being an idiot. And it's like, someone needs to just ignore it and just do it. Because I think that will happen.
I think it's time for you to go to Washington and change things.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the fundamental
Freddie,
thing
would
is
you ever run for Senate?
On the platform of, can we please just turn on
Would you ever just straight up like be like, Freddie Wong for Senate?
No, I'm not going to go for Senate.
Why not?
Because I think there are better ways of leveraging political power than being in the Senate.
Do you think I could do it? Do you think I could ever get elected to the U.S.
Do you think you could ever get elected?
Yeah. I'm asking you guys.
No, we've done 7 podcasts, and you just almost spilled beer on my couch.
Yeah. I did it. Your couch. Your couch.
Well, here's the thing, Logan. I don't think you'll ever be able to be elected now that you have on record your statements about Germans and
that's occurred to
Mormons.
Me. If you notice, because most people use Twitter clients, they don't actually go to the Twitter page. And the problem with Twitter clients is that they actually record Twitter. Like, they record the tweets.
Yeah.
and if you delete it, it sticks around.
So actually, this brings me to something I want to talk
about. Wait, but really quickly, if you actually visit my site, you'll notice that I usually post a podcast, and then I'll start listening to it, and after 5 minutes, I'll pull that tweet, I'll delete it. They're like, oh shit. I'll delete it because, like, I'm like blabbering about like dildos and Mexicans. I'm like, shit, I can't fucking have this on the internet.
So my roommate brought me to attention Wisconsin, which Brandon might know about this because he's from. So I'm kind of curious because this goes into all these huge discussions I have.
Wait,
with
why would Brandon? Why are you?
He's from Minnesota, so he knows
which is like Wisconsin.
Yeah, people from Wisconsin, and the reason is because you're getting into this like kind of like political, like, would you ever run for Senate? And I feel like the vast majority of people our age are like, no. Because it's just, I always felt that the whole way politics are done nowadays, just people our age don't give a shit. Like, we talk to each other and we talk on the internet, and that's the way things are done.
What's important, as long as we have the internet,
it's archaic.
We're okay,
like, the system's archaic. And I always,
is that pizza?
Freddy.
Is that pizza?
No, it's not. I have to keep it on for pizza, though.
Yeah,
it's
a good call. Don't turn that off.
What's going on with Wisconsin? I'm always curious about how people even bother being, like, kind of politically active, like, by going to rallies, because they should all have better things to do, which we all do. So I'm just curious, what's going on in Wisconsin? Because I didn't believe people would actually fucking revolt. That seems like
what's amazing.
I am the wrong person to ask about Wisconsin. I don't give a shit.
How long has it been going? 2 weeks?
Roommate who told me about this is gone now. It's been going for like a week or so.
It's impressive to see people stick around. Most people lose interest after.
The long and short of Wisconsin is basically it's the guy in charge is just pulling bullshit and everyone doesn't like it, and then that's basically it. They're clashing, and they're pulling like weird. He's pulling like weird stuff too, where it was like, hey, we're gonna just vote on this. Oh, hey, everyone's away real quick on break. All right, quick, everyone vote. Okay, we voted. It passed. Everyone, it passed.
So that's what's
like,
going on?
Well, no, it was that. And I was like, wait, you can't. You're just totally.
So what are they doing in Wisconsin?
All the Democrats are actually in a different state.
Yeah, they left.
They literally left because all they need is one. If they get one, they'll have quorum.
I gotta say, though, it can't be that they only eliminated unions, because to be fair, we've kind of talked about it before.
It was a bunch of stuff.
Unions, as of today, have some major problems. So I can't imagine it's only that they eliminated unions.
It's a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not, that's like the one where it's a lot of people.
So we're migrating into something that's a little more serious than.
Well, to be fair, more serious than none of us know anything about.
Well, I've studied this in depth for hours, but I don't want to. I'll have a paper published in the NYT. That's the New York Times.
Speaking of papers published by people who don't know shit, what about that bacteria that was supposedly aliens?
Oh, and then only Fox News reported it.
Do you guys know that I actually published a paper?
They did publish it. You did publish a paper?
Yeah.
I didn't even know
my name was on it. I was like, whoa,
Are you an et al?
No, it's like literally like Logan Olson. I think it's the first name on the paper.
Is it Logan Olson et al?
No, fuck no. I hope not, because I didn't even write the paper. It's about using iPhones for head mount displays.
No,
you tweeted about that.
At the IEEE. I'm not going to tweet about that shit.
No, you did tweet about it. You talked about how you were putting two iPhones on.
Oh, yeah, I was really frustrated about that. I was trying to head mount display is where you put displays in front of your face.
Yeah.
So the big thing is, so right now at home, I want you to do an experiment. Take your hand and put it 1 inch from your face.
I'm doing it right now.
You're doing it right now. Can you actually focus on that?
It's pretty hard.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Yeah.
Now you can actually use a lens to make that feel like it's 15 feet away.
Really?
Yeah, really. Wow. So your iris will actually dilate to where it's 15 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually built a lens combo of that, and then we took two iPhones and put it in behind that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those two iPhones are 15 feet away.
Uh-huh.
And you have a stereoscopic image that's 15 feet away.
Yeah.
And even though iPhones are $600 if you don't get the subscription, two of them is $1,200. That's way cheaper than a real head mount display, which for a comparable head mount display as two iPhones, $50,000,
yeah,
maybe more, right? So we're like, hey guys, we can do this for way cheaper. We just use iPhones, and that got into some conference for engineering or something.
That was a pretty interesting story.
Yeah, I know.
So you're a published, like,
that's not the first time I've been published.
Okay, all right. Well,
what's the first time? Tell us the first time.
Did you post one of those poet compilations?
I got a thank you from Sesame Workshop for analyzing how parents play around with their children when they play board games.
Did you get something in Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul?
I wrote this really cool slash fiction about a Vegeta. it's about Vegeta and Big Bird, and they party really hard, and some shit happens, and Big Bird has some doubts at first. But Vegeta uses some peer pressure, and that actually came out in the last.
What you said right there was better than 90% of slash fiction. I was vaguely interested.
If you Google J. Logan Olsen / fiction Vegeta, you'll find a lot of gold, a lot of really good. So, who answered toughest country? I'm pretty sure that's how we started.
Oh, that is how we started.
We got Russia.
No, we brought it up. We said Africa. We said Russia. Brand.
I think the U.S. is the toughest country.
Wait.
Do you know why we're not? Because people complain about cell phones on airplanes.
Is your answer really Africa? Because that's a continent.
Okay.
Country.
Clearly, I said I didn't know which exact country. I was talking about probably people who
Congo,
are living in
maybe.
General. Yeah, people who are living still in the wilderness. Would be
so
tougher
that
than any
that
of
is for you. Come on, pull
well,
the
here's
trigger,
the thing:
dude.
If you take 100 random selection, 80 of those people from the U.S. are too fat to compete.
Yeah. No,
but they got the.
But to be fair, wait, Frank.
Wait, but to be fair, they got
tough.
The entrepreneurial spirit.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
So is that tough now? Is the entrepreneurial spirit is tough?
Speaking of fat people with entrepreneurial
is that
spirit,
tough is?
Pizza's so. Here.
No.
Everybody thinks, hey, stop. We gotta stop working food.
Pause. We gotta get some pizza.
That is delivered to us by a minimum wage worker is here. That's how tough we are in America. We gotta
That's
stop
not
everything.
True. That's not true.
Delivered to
That's
us.
Not true. Those pizza
people
men
are hunting
have,
antelope right now.
They have living wage.
Running at 60 miles
they
per hour.
They have living wage.
Wait, running at 60 miles an hour?
You heard me.
Yeah, okay.
Godman. I think everybody agrees that Godman run at 60 miles per hour.
I think I could run at 20.
20
you
miles
could run
an hour.
At 20.
I can run a
20.
I'll pace you with my car.
Yeah. No, we're going to do a... No, we need to be accurate. We're going
to
do a
I'm happy to be there,
gun.
Dude. So, so it's clear that the toughest country subject
wait,
is...
Wait, no, Brian, why is America the toughest country?
I think that if you throw out all the... You know, like the people on the coast is actually like, you know, like a small amount of the population. And so if you take the average... We're a pretty tough country.
It should be known. Brandon's hammered right now. It's really, like it's pretty clear.
How do you
like
qualify his answer. He's in America. Well, no, what do you say, Logan?
Even if his answer was amazing, like Brandon like leans into the microphone. He talks real slow.
They made a good reason about the middle of this country.
About
Logan,
whipped cream vodka.
Logan, what's your answer?
I'm gonna go with Russia.
Why?
Because when I was a young child, I was a gymnast, and it was all fun and games. We played parachutes and do back handsprings.
I love parachutes.
Oh, it's the funnest, right? And after 9 years, they brought in a Russian coach named Sergey. Sergey used to actually coach the Russian Olympic team. No, this is not a lie, and I'm dead serious.
No, this is not a lie.
You think I can fucking come up with this on the fly?
Yes.
Thank you for the credit. And so Sergey was kind of a fucking scary dude. And it's the first time in my life that I've actually been punished for my performance rather than my behavior. So like when you're like 9 years old, like you're punished for being like, yo, teach, fuck you. Like if you say that, you're probably punished pretty hard because kids shouldn't swear like that.
And teachers punch their kids.
Yeah, yeah. But if like you say you do a round off big handspring backflip wrong, mm-hmm. they're usually like, shame on you. Like here's what you need to fix. But Sergey would be like, face the wall, like get one inch from the wall, look at the wall, and just jump for 20 minutes. And so I'd be like looking at this wall, like my nose is literally touching the wall, yeah. and I'd literally jump in place for 20 minutes.
Your nose must be bloody.
And it was fucked up. And after 5 days or so, I went with Sergey for 7 or 8 months. Mm-hmm. They literally called me Little Sergey because I would like do like 30 pull-ups. Mm-hmm. Like if you've ever tried 30 pull-ups, that's fucking hard. I used to do 30 pull-ups, like 20 leg-ups. I was a fucking little machine. Mm-hmm. I was like 10, 11 at mm-hmm. this time. And one day I just popped. I literally broke. I was facing the wall, jumping in place because I didn't come off the pommel horse quite right. And I stopped jumping and I sprinted away. I literally sprinted out of the gym to my mom. And I'm like, Mom, I can't do this anymore. And my mom's like, what the fuck happened, Logan?
So this is why Russians?
Like, yeah. And I was like, I broke.
So do you think
broke. And my mom literally stormed in. She's like, Sergey, we got to talk in the back room. And she literally hit Sergey with a broom a few times before Sergey stormed out. And then I was just like, I can't do this anymore. And that's the end of gymnastics.
So do you think that's different than other gymnastics coaches?
I don't
like
know.
Romania?
I will say this. My mom.
There's one single coach.
Well, you better say for
I will say this. Like,
yeah, he was very Russian.
Yeah. Well, I've had a Russian piano teacher who was by far the most terrifying of all the piano mm-hmm. teachers.
They're always Russian instructors are always terrifying. And here's the big reason why. In Russia, okay, in America, right now, we're all well off, fairly well
Wait,
off.
Wait, did you get
I'm
taught,
sorry if you're not.
Did you get taught in Russia, or did you get taught here?
You got taught in Russia.
You got taught in Russia.
I got taught here.
And he was living in
I
America.
I traveled to Russia to do
that. Exactly, and he was living in... And
you
he was living
heard.
No, here's my
you
point.
Heard before today.
But here's my point. Was he living in America?
He was.
And for how long?
American citizen.
See, American citizen. That's what I'm fucking talking about.
He was...
Is that adding to the toughness of America?
He was not an American citizen. He had literally came... fucking off the boat into this gym.
He took a taxi from the boat to
teach Logan. To teach Logan specifically.
He's like, they're like, Logan's got some serious potential.
The
big thing is, so when we're kids and you're middle class or higher, you get extracurricular activities. If you're lower class, you don't, and you fail, and you fucking work at McDonald's. That's sorry, lower class people. Go get a fucking extracurricular activity. Hurry, go do it.
Oh, God, do it.
This is offensive.
No, it's true.
What do you mean by extracurricular?
I mean, like, go learn how to fucking do some ballet or some gymnastics or some shit. So, anyways, if you're middle class or high, they're just like, so there's a standard, like...
Most schools have extracurricular activities now.
Well, there's a standard rigmarole when you're in second grade, third grade. Mm. And you're at a certain level economically where you'll leave school, you'll go do your extracurricular, whether it's soccer or gymnastics.
Which is free, by the way.
Yeah, sure. But you'll do your homework in the car as you're there.
Never did that.
Freddie has a friend who did gymnastics, right?
And yeah, she would do, like, literally on the drive home, she would do all her homework. And, like, all of our parents would compare us to her. He was like, look at her, she... does all
she
her
can't
homework.
Get car sick. That's ridiculous. Well, I could never do homework
that's,
in car.
That's actually a very standard thing in well off.
Brandon, do you have extracurricular activities after school? Or do you just go fucking play in the backyard like real people?
I wouldn't play in that yard.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That's extracurricular activity.
So that's a little different than the coast.
Yeah,
I was on the coast and I played in the backyard after school.
We had a little
more
freedom.
You're here. That's why you're here with us rather than running a Fortune 500.
But you had extracurricular activities.
I had tons. But the big thing is, this Russian guy came over. Well, this Russian guy came over.
Logic.
And what really came out, I didn't realize this. In Russia, if you're doing gymnastics, chances are your parents paid whatever extra money they had went into that gymnastics. That means all you give a shit about is gymnastics. Your school is nothing compared to the money your parents have put out for you to become a gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really big deal. And
where's this going?
Subsequently, Sergey, when you're in gymnastics, he assumes gymnastics is the most fucking important thing to you ever in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, school doesn't matter. Your friends don't matter. You're here to fucking do gymnastics.
I feel like I know so much more about Logan after the Sergey story.
Well,
I feel like this unlocks a lot of mysteries I had about Logan.
Well,
where a lot of things make sense now.
How so?
I don't know. It's just your personality.
Yeah. So like, that mentality.
How long did you have Sergey as a teacher?
Like a year.
A whole year. That's a long time for a kid. What age were you?
I was 10. 11.
So assuming you really don't remember anything after the age of like 2 or 3, so that's like a seventh of your life at that moment.
Yes, it was a very big part of my life.
How long did you spend with them every day after school?
It was per week. It was like 3 days a week. I probably spent 7 hours.
7 hours. How often did you see your dad?
Huh? How often did I see my dad or my tat? Because I don't have a tat.
Your dad.
I probably like an hour, honestly.
A week. You thought you were gonna dig on me, but here I go.
You're welcome. My dad was kind of a workaholic,
uh-huh.
And an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. He was like a workaholic. yeah. Where he'd like fucking work.
That's
and
fair.
Drink.
My dad to pay the bills had to do newspapers for a while, so he did night shifts.
He made newspapers.
No, he had to like
was it like Peter Parker. Like,
no, I had to literally. Once he moved back from the East Coast, he had to deliver newspapers. So
did I ever tell you how my dad would like just like hang out in like Albertson parking lot?
Why?
Because he'd like to drink Mickey's like malt liquor, but not come home. So like it'd be like Logan, go grab something from the store. Like this one could drive. Obviously before that.
So like, this bonus like, podcast is actually like a
dark secret.
It's a dark secret podcast.
So I'd be like, all right, let's go to the store. We go to the store. And my dad would just be like kicking it there, like drinking malt liquor, and be like, Dad, what are you doing here? He's like, yeah, I didn't want to come home. I didn't want to deal with your mom right now. I'm just drinking malt liquor.
Oh my god,
that was like, funny.
Cool, Dad. That's rock and roll.
Why were you at the Albertsons?
Picking up steak and all that shit.
Did you pick up steaks for your family?
Yeah, I believe it, dude.
Did you cook it?
No, fuck, I don't know how to cook that shit. I'd be like, I'd drag Dad home. I'd be like, Dad, stop your malt liquor. We got a fucking grill. I'd be like, fuck, all right. Anyways,
this got edited, dark.
Right? Yeah. No, I'm fine. I'm fine with this not being edited. Really, edit out that other thing that I said to be edited, though. let's talk about rock, paper, scissors in the computer a little bit.
Well, did you actually play this? I tweeted this.
I'm wondering if there's like some way I can connect this to something previous.
No.
So, New York Times
yeah.
released a robot, and by robot I don't mean a robot with mechanical limbs, but a
AI.
AI, artificial intelligence for those of you who don't know.
God, you we'll explain it, everything.
That simulate that supposedly read
If you guys have a problem with me explaining things, say it.
That's supposedly.
I was actually listening. You guys ever listen to 303? Like Bran's falling asleep. He's so fucking drunk. on this fucking vodka. Bran just flashed me a thumbs up. He's like, yeah, bro. That piece is gonna give him a second win though. So you guys ever listen to 303?
No, what is that?
303 is like Andrew WK if they just did bro rap.
Okay.
And one of their lines is listen to AI mellowing with some hang time. Or sorry, watching AI mellowing out with some hang time. And I just love the idea of somebody rapping about watching AI, like the artificial intelligence movie by Steven Spielberg. Like the fact that they thought it justified being mentioned in a song is pretty amazing to me.
Look, I have a question. What is Andrew WK doing right now?
He is hosting a show on Cartoon Network and tweeting a lot.
That doesn't sound like a man who truly parties.
And he
somebody actually commented.
Well, he was in Australia. So somebody commented.
Somebody said straight up that he...
It should be known. I visit the comments because I'm a pompous asshole.
Yeah, and you think he's a party animal, you respect him, but somebody flat out said he sucks because he's hosting Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon.
I don't think it was sucks. He's less cool because he hosts Nickelodeon.
I think he said 20 times less cool.
And I disagree. Because, listen, imagine you're pretty cool. And somebody's like, let's say your name's Logan.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Pretty theoretically. Cool.
And
all
somebody's
right.
like, Logan, I'll give you $1,000 to fucking sell out.
And if you're pretty cool, you'd be like, I could get $1,000 anywhere.
If you're pretty cool, you're like, awesome, dude. Let me sell fucking out. So never, ever reduce somebody's cool value.
Remember by the something research they're good. I was talking about when you get evidence to the contrary, it makes you believe it even more. Andrew WK is doing a lot of not cool stuff, but you're just even more firm in the fact that he is cooler than he even was before.
If you're cool, if you're truly cool, you
don't
do
sell
whatever
out.
You want.
No, you don't sell
you
out.
Do you do whatever you want. No, it's not a matter of
you can put on a propeller hat and play
Let's
Magic the Gathering
cool
while
means.
Listen to accordion music.
It's doing whatever cool. you want, whenever you want.
It's being sincere.
It's a combination.
If it's simply just being sincere, then a lot of people, the people who are like truly evil, who are just like murdering people could be cool because that's what they truly believe.
Yeah, sure.
It's a combination of being sincere and having just your beliefs being cool. And selling out, I think you'd be find it pretty tough for anybody to say selling out is cool.
I'd say selling out is cool.
And I'm not somebody who thinks that most people, I'm not somebody who thinks that people who make money is selling out because that's fucking ridiculous. Because
if you can sell out and somebody's like, dude, are you selling out?
No. I think selling out is not so much a financial thing. It's a matter of like compromising your core ideals, right? And so for him,
why is it compromised?
No, that is what selling out is. That is what selling out is. That's what selling out means.
But why is his core ideals compromised?
No, he's saying it's not.
And I'm arguing. No.
Partying.
No, I'm arguing.
How is just hosting a show on Cartoon
Network? Hold on. I'm arguing he's not selling out.
Actually, I gotta be honest. We should stop talking about this. It's just like you haven't watched Watchmen, or I don't even think recall Zack Snyder's films. I don't even know who fucking Andrew WK is.
Yeah, Matt.
So,
where do you put Matt on a really extreme Andrew WK regimen?
Yeah. I only know because Brian from 5 Second Films talks about him, and I know some of his
that
music.
That was last
That's
week. Listen to it if you have.
Yeah, you should listen to it again. Our ratings were down from previous weeks.
Probably because we were late and it sounded like ass.
And probably because Freddie
was. That really sounded really bad. Wait, did that?
You're
one
also
do,
not tweeting
wait,
it as
did,
well.
Did that
as
one?
You
did that
to.
One do?
No, I did.
Did that
no,
one
but
do
you did it like odd times.
It's not surprising if that one didn't do too.
Yeah,
bad.
But the thing is,
it
no,
was a
but
midweek. It was kind of weird. And
you realize that?
Well,
I don't think
it was like a week and a half late. And
yeah.
Like,
yes, we got late.
And it was like Reverb City. Like
Logan, you Logan, wait, Logan. You think anybody and within 1 week was telling other people who listen to the podcast to not listen
to
it because
listen,
of Reverb
bro,
City?
This one's Reverb City. Just chill off on
that
it.
Wouldn't change ratings at all, no matter how shitty it sounds.
No, I think the big thing is the fact that we released it like 8 days.
The timing was
it's almost 100% reliant on when and what time and what day Freddie tweets
on
it.
On wind?
When.
Because wind's different
wind.
In different parts of America.
I know, it's tough. Yeah. That's why we got to look really carefully.
Weather's really... Can we just talk about weather for a second?
Okay, what about
sure,
weather?
Weather's so... Are you texting Freddie?
No.
This should be noted, Freddie learned how to pick up women, and part of picking up women is texting.
No, I'm fiddling the knobs, which is something Matt neglected to do last week. So, like, Brandon was clipped out the entire time.
If you guys want to learn more about Freddie picking up women, you just let us know.
Wait. To be fair, Freddie told me to use a program that when I called him and asked him how to use it, he had never used before. So his
I never use it for multi-track recording.
But you never told me that.
Wait,
it's really
quickly, because I had too much Czar Imperial stuff. What did we mention right before this? Because I wanted to talk about that.
I don't remember. It's okay. Tough countries.
Fuck that. Wait, rock paper scissors.
Rock paper scissors. Okay. So, anyways, I beat this fucking program.
Wait. Explain it.
But where is this program?
The idea was that obviously Rock Paper Scissors is a game based solely. Oh my god! You just nailed the mic,
Logan. Logan, I'm muting the mic. God. Yeah.
Rock Paper Scissors is a game based totally quote unquote on luck, which you know is really more the only reason it's not luck is mind games and like intuition.
Sorry, Logan, on his way to the bathroom, just did like jazz hands at your cat.
Yeah, he's just saying hello to the cat. He's pretty. So, anyways, yeah. So Rock Paper Scissors is either completely luck.
Can
or
you play this online?
Yeah, yeah.
Where is this online?
I tweeted it. I'll give it to you so you can tweet it to way more people than I tweeted to. It was on New York Times. Okay. And honestly, the only way that Rock Paper Scissors is not a game of chance is when it becomes kind of a mind game, intuition, etc.
Well, no, what it is the individual game is a game of chance. Multiple games together are
with people. Yeah. Essentially, yeah. You start learning how people patterns and things like that. So the whole idea was that this program could take all the patterns of people and break it down, and therefore program a computer that would beat you.
Yeah, well, for example, one thing I know is that people subconsciously will throw something that if they lose a round, let's say they lose to Rock one round, they subconsciously will throw paper because it's like they subconsciously want to beat what
so
they
that's the thought
by,
and then here's
you know?
The problem though is that there's enough smart people, or I shouldn't even say smart people, there's enough people who know the rules of the game
sure.
who play that way, so this program should be able to figure out what the aggregate luck.
So what you're saying is it's a program that's a learning algorithm based
yeah,
on people
that's all
playing
it.
It.
I guess okay. Logan was saying that's actually just like some student made it on Java really quickly, so it's really not a big deal. But New York Times put it up, and if you played completely randomly, if you took a dice and did 1, 2, 3 and rolled it, you should be able to just not beat it, but it should be tied.
It should be tied. Yeah.
Here's the thing though, it's pretty easy for me to figure out like what. Here's the thing is like once you lose, it's really easy to be like, okay, well if you lose on Rock, just do Rock like 9 times in a row, and it wouldn't. You just start doing really bizarre answers.
So what you're saying is you outthunk the machine.
Yeah, but it's not even really outthunk because I want to take credit for it. Just freaking just play really weirdly. Just do Rock constantly. Because it's not basing it completely off of your game. It's basing it off of the aggregate, right? So,
well, ideally, after a certain point, they'll realize that as a pattern. They'll see like, this guy.
Maybe.
But here's something as well. If it's just registering the whether you throw Rock, like the just the opponent, or if it's registering like how long it takes for you to decide. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's something else too. That's another component where it's like, okay, if someone decides early on.
So
Rock,
I think this is what Logan was talking about, is that it's not that complex of a system. Okay. If it was doing that, then maybe. Because
that would be cool.
It would be cool. But anyways, the problem is that New York Times just jumped the gun and was like, here's a program that shows that computers can think on the intuition level, but that was bullshit, and I beat it. We just explained it, and Freddie was bringing up good points. We're like, if the algorithm did stuff where it's like,
detected
here's the problem.
How much time.
Actually, I brought this up before about medicine.
Freddie, for when you edit this, can you put like a Logan sim in there where you like have a chime whenever Logan leaves?
I don't. No, I'm not gonna.
We oddly go to the bathroom a large number of times during this podcast. I wonder if people.
I don't think it's odd at all because we're drinking an absurd amount of alcohol.
Yeah, no, it's not odd.
It should also be noted that Brand's asleep at this point.
He's literally just woke up.
He's woke up.
Hey, it's because they used his name. If I called him like Nord Narb.
We've all been playing long hours here.
Nord Narb.
Narb.
Wait, so you were talking about New York Times. Catch me up.
No, talking about the freaking Rock Paper Scissors. Here's the problem is that it was, well, the idea, it's not that the program was a problem. As he says, I guess it was some student quick Java program.
I don't know that. For all I know,
okay.
It was a bunch of
okay. Scientists. Anything could be done with a lot of variables. The problem is I'm sure it was just learning like patterns. If you start doing things like how long it took for you to make a decision, things like that. Almost anything can be broken down statistically. The problem is really the sheer number of variables you have or not.
You're talking like somebody who actually knows what they're talking about. How much do you know about genetic algorithms and learning?
Specifically
algorithms? Learning AIs?
Very basically, very little. I know in regards as algorithms or statistics, it's all going to be based off
should
of like,
economic
stuff.
I'm a fucking expert.
Are you? On genetic algorithms?
No, I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, I know probably as much as
if
I read papers on it.
I'd say if there's like two things I want to learn, it's how to do a kick-ass backflip and how to make genetic algorithms.
You should have done backflips. Didn't Sergey teach you how to do back tucks?
Yeah, but that's like 10 years ago.
Okay,
it was more than
mean,
that. It was 15 years ago at this point.
What do you mean by genetic algorithms?
Genetic algorithms are algorithms that change based on, like, they evolve.
Okay.
So the big one, my favorite example is maybe you guys have played America's Army.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For those of you who don't
America's
know, or don't
who
make
not,
fun of me for
or,
this. It's,
or,
it's,
no, no, no. Or who are not in the U.S.
Or who. Oh, good point. So America's Army was actually a game commissioned by the U.S. military. I think $6 million were dropped
paid
into
for
this.
It, yes.
And it uses the Unreal 3 engine, I believe, for those of
one
you
one of
who
the
know.
Unreals, yeah.
And they actually built a game that was to recruit people into the military.
It was a recruiting video.
It was a recruiting tool.
They actually made two.
So, huh?
They made another one.
They made multiple. And the whole idea was that you'd play this game and get interested into the military, and they'd send you, you know, recruiting things, and eventually you'd join, right? And they actually got a... I assume they were academics. They might have been an actual independent company to analyze this data and see if they could tell who would be interested.
Mm-hmm.
And they used genetic algorithms. So these algorithms would change themselves.
Yeah.
Based on people.
Based on the data.
Yeah.
And the idea is that, so the way genetic algorithm.
Is that the proper term? Genetic algorithm?
Genetic algorithm, I'll tell you.
I've just heard it differently. Yes, yeah. Okay.
Genetic algorithms, they'll experiment, right?
Yeah.
And they'll be like, let's say it's a two-way thing. I think it can be more, but let's say it's A or B.
Yeah.
They'll try A or B. B works better. Let's use B.
Yeah.
Let's try B and C. C works better. Let's choose C. Let's try C and D. They'll do things
actually where it'll be let's A and B, and then B is better. We'll take something from B and randomly put it into something else. Yeah. It's a little more complex than that.
Similar to genetic evolution, where it's like we're going to try random things, whichever one works best, we'll take that seed of
thing that worked better and continue that and propagate that.
And
but they always check back at the. They always go back though.
Because
at some point, once you get to C, there may be elements of A that work better from C.
It comes into how complex do you want to make it? It depends on the skill level and the time and the complexity and all that. And some programmers created a genetic algorithm with the goal of figuring out who was interested in joining the military based on how they acted in the game.
Yeah.
So they would track, you know, movement, kills, etc. Whatever data, I don't know what their data set was, but from that, how interested were they
in actually joining the military?
And they had an 80% success rate,
which is insane.
Until you realize that any algorithm that's really well done should have a success rate.
Well, I was like, and somebody was like, hey, like, do you know how it works? And they're like, no, dude. we just set the algorithm up. I don't know.
There's examples of these genetic algorithms coming up with like things like antenna designs.
Well, you have the temperature one, right?
Yeah, well, that's one.
Can you go into it? Because that was interesting to me.
The old school...
Maybe it'll be interesting to you.
Perhaps.
I love when you get close to the mic. One of the old school...
We got drunk. Our podcast became the most sophisticated.
I know, right? It's. I believe now...
We have a goblet right now.
Yeah, we actually have goblets.
I don't even know where this goblet came from.
I gave it to you.
I sat on the table and I was like, I'll drink from this goblet.
So
Brand's out again, by the way.
So I could be wrong.
Didn't even wake him up.
Norm. Yeah. Okay. I was right. Okay. Okay. The thing is, there was an experiment the guy did with things called. It's basically a microchip. It's called a field programmable gate array, and it's basically a chip that you can set to do a bunch of things.
He said so many words. I phased out during that name.
I was trying to parse it, and I failed.
So it's basically a thing. An array of them can sort of perform functions, and this guy was using them to sort of. I believe the experiment was to identify tones, like a high tone or a low tone. And what's crazy is that these things don't intrinsically have like a microphone built into them or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he basically, using genetic algorithms, had something that had a device that would reliably light up an LED, or whatever it was. I'm a little bit foggy on it, but will light up if it's a high tone and light up differently if it's a low tone.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting about it is like the mechanism that it was using was. They had no idea how it was even doing it. Like, it was doing things like, even by changing the temperature 10 degrees, it wouldn't work anymore. So clearly it was something about magnetic fields, interactions within those things. And he would even take the chip itself and duplicate it and put another chip in, same code set, and it wouldn't work anymore. So it's like, even that individual chip, something about the idiosyncrasy of its manufacturer caused it to work within that.
To be clear, that sounds crazy, but that's pretty... I started realizing that's a pretty common thing where people don't know how the fuck things work. For example, TVs. People didn't know how they worked for a very long time.
Wait, and then DVDs, who's people, though? Are you talking about the public or the scientists who use
scientists and DVDs. Somebody just finally explained and broke down just like six months ago how DVDs actually work.
Nobody built a DVD and been like, I don't know how this works.
No, they actually did.
Okay,
they knew an alloy. They knew a certain metal would record data, and they knew that it could read it from a laser. They didn't understand.
Logan, get real, dude. They knew how it worked.
They didn't know how it worked, actually.
What's more interesting to me is that there are many cases where the mechanics...
Don't let him off on the hook.
I want to stay on the hook.
What did they not understand?
They didn't understand.
What
so
portion?
They just realized that it's the certain way that the freaking molecules organize themselves based off the laser that essentially bit to one and zeros. It's just like they're testing different outlets.
I'm calling bullshit. This is fucking ridiculous.
If it is bullshit, but like anything, it's just something I've read, and I read it in a few different sources. So if it's bullshit, I will admit it.
Mankind made DVDs without understanding DVDs.
Ridiculous. It's like I built this fucking complex thing.
Imagine this.
I was just cooking omelets, and one day this DVD popped out.
They're testing different metals to see if they could get metals to record data, and a certain alloy worked with a certain laser.
I shot a laser, and it recorded to this metal, and I can detect it, and I cannot tell how the metal polarized itself, or something.
Exactly, that's something what it was.
Incredibly specific.
That is what I'm talking about. It was very specific.
I would give you the 0.01%
the molecules arrange themselves. How the molecules arrange themselves.
Well, see, I will say this. One thing that actually is kind of interesting is that there's a lot of modern medicine that is not completely understood. The mechanisms within the body.
You gotta jump in on that too.
Huh?
Who? Me?
Yeah.
Well, no. That, like, for example,
I did work at a biochemical lab.
Yeah, like a lot of like modern anesthesiology. It's like it's understood like the input output.
But your dad's an anesthesiologist.
Yeah. But the actual why does the body? There's a very specific things around a lot of the stuff around the human body actually is not very well understood. It's understood enough to the point where the cause and effect is allows us to do medicine, but the actual mechanics of it are
physics. And various things.
Well, I know how gravity works.
Okay, how does gravity work, Logan? Please answer this question.
That's for a later date. Stay tuned.
Every scientist out there who has been trying to figure out exactly how gravity works, just stay tuned. Logan's got the answers.
I got some secret sauce.
Logan has what I believe he's holding up a piece of paper, and it does appear to be a unifying theory of everything. So you're going to read that one all next out. Time.
So I'm folding in half. Now it's in quarters. Now it's in eighths. Put it in my pocket. Can't wait to share it with you. Later. So
I think it's bonus podcast.
Freddie, can we
dialing down?
Is it? It's not dialing down. It's only going up, man.
Woo!
Okay, so can we actually talk about your dad? Can you tell the story of your dad, Freddie? Because that's a pretty good story.
It's a long story.
We're sitting here. Well, I'm not standing
up.
I'll
give you
a
condensed version.
I take that back. Is there beer? Because I'll stand up for beer.
There is beer. There's beer over there.
Freddie,
here for me. Just
thanks, man.
It's kind of a long story, and it's...
I've heard the story, so I'm going to the bathroom.
Okay.
It's a boring story.
And Logan's staying up to get
beer. Just fast forward until you hear the high-pitched tone. We'll put a high-pitched tone.
You want one with a fire
and Brandon's
or with a
bat. Asleep. And
bats. I like bats.
Our pizza's going to get here at any point.
Oh. Cool. Yeah, I haven't had a fish yet. Sorry, Freddie. Go.
Well, I mean, basically, I'll give a kind of short, condensed version of it.
No, give the long, verbose version.
No, thanks. It's too long. It's a very long story. But cultural revolutions going on in China. My dad's basically a bigger badass than pretty much anybody. Cultural revolutions going on.
Wait, bigger badass than me?
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right.
Cultural revolutions going on. Stuff's really bad. You can read about this, do a little research on it. But stuff's really bad. And he's in southern China. And one way of getting out of it was to swim the channel between mainland China and Hong Kong and start over in Hong Kong. And it was sort of like a common thing that kids would try to do at that time. And at the time, too, he wasn't really sure why, but the Chinese government didn't seem to really care. Well, they cared. He got caught twice. Like, one was at the water's edge. He got picked up by a patrol. Second time, they actually swam over, made it over, and got picked up by a Chinese junk that was disguised as a fishing boat, but it ended up actually being Chinese government officials who pulled them out of the water and brought them back. Both times, resulted in long stints in Chinese prison. But at the time, it's like they wouldn't execute you. It's like it's one of those things where it was like, why wouldn't they just kill these guys? And it turns out he was just thinking about, much later, it's like, because every single time someone made it over, they would send money back to their family in the mainland. So it was one of those things where I was like, we can't let you guys be doing this, and we're going to catch you and punish you. But if you do make it over, it's not like you're hurting us. You're sending money over, And then the third time, they're like, fuck swimming this. We're going to smuggle a bunch of people in a boat over. And they did. And that's how he got to Hong Kong. He was a electronics...
Wait, did you mention how he swam like two times, and the third time he finally
crossed the Atlantic Ocean.
Wait, and wasn't there like a fortune teller involved?
Yeah, actually. And it's kind of an interesting story where... I don't know where, you know, where you guys stand on like fortune telling and fate and all that stuff.
Where do you stand, Freddie?
I'm not really a believer in any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I think they're very
good. After your dad's story?
You know, no. I mean, I'll tell the story here. So in Chinese, there's Chinese culture, there's like face reading as a thing. You know, you've heard palm reading. Face reading is another thing. Things like successful people, for example, tend to have chins that jut outward and not sunken inwards.
My chin is very far outward.
You and like guys like Bill Clinton and Jay Leno and, you know, like...
Sometimes I get my chin caught on
You realize there's plenty of people successful people without chins.
Well, and then I'm very quick to point that out to my parents, and their reasoning is, well, it's the face taken as a whole. So whereas your chin might be deficient, maybe there's other parts. You know, I'm not.
Freddie,
like
how about your face? Because your face doesn't have much of a chin.
No, my parents have, much to their chagrin, talk a lot about that.
Are they worried about your chin deficiency?
They are worried about my chin deficiency.
What parts of your face make up for it?
My nose is very good.
Wait, what about it?
What do you mean it's very good? Like, yeah, it's pretty
I literally have asked them, like, what do you mean? And it's just good.
And like, how much do you think your parents' comments affect you? Realistically.
Realistically, when I was younger, probably more so. At this point, not as much.
Because why not be just because you have all these like 12-year-old boys who like
No, because at this point it's like, hey, what about this guy? He just had a heart attack and his chin was gray. It's like, well, it must have been something else. It's like, okay, well, you came and it's such a nebulous thing. It just seems to be fitting whatever you want to fit.
That is anyways, and so face. So we're talking about face reading.
You know, so the first time.
Wait,
so
Logan, what do you think about? Now, I want to. Logan, what do you think about face reading?
I buy it.
Yeah?
I buy it. Future I totally buy it.
Reading?
Not because I'm not saying like your face has a direct influence over your fate.
Yeah.
But people treat you differently based on your face.
No. I don't mean face. People respond in different ways. Some people, right, is a common thing. People who are made fun of, they'll either like shell up, or they'll be like, "I'm going to fucking show you all." So it's like,
if somebody's like Logan, blah blah,
all personality.
If somebody was like XYZ because your face, I would totally take it straight up. I'd be like, "Oh my god, XYZ." Noted.
You would, but there's plenty of people who would be like, well, fuck you, my face is...
Well, you're asking about me.
I don't know.
Do you want to ask me about personality?
So personality is the main...
Your personality is very determined by your face.
That's true. And by there's name very, and lots
there,
of things.
No, there, but, there is very few people that you look at their face and meet them and go like, wow, I thought that person would be totally different. Because their face fucking determined who they were.
Yeah, and I think there's also something like that. There's a lot of things.
Determined who they were? Well, there's lots of things.
Well, there's a lot of things in Chinese culture that are like that, like acupuncture.
But I meant fortune telling, not just face.
Yeah, but like...
But that fortune teller is influenced by...
I have a funny story about that, actually. I have a funny story about that, because we went to, not to sort of put my dad's story on the wayside, but we went to a fortune teller, and it was like, you remember you've seen Bicycle Thieves?
Wait, are you talking about like the Italian?
The Bicycle Thief, Bicycle Thieves. Yeah, the Italian neorealist.
Okay, sure.
So the scene with the fortune teller where it's like this old...
You can get it on Netflix.
They're doing a remake of it.
It might be streaming. I don't know. Maybe you should just... Get it on DVD, Blu-ray. I don't know. Just put it to the top. It's right there. It's a classic movie.
Do you like that movie, Logan?
So we went to...
No. I found it rather bland. Just get American Psycho instead. That's a pretty fun movie.
We were
in Hong Kong, okay. And we found a fortune teller. A blind fortune teller, even. So we woke up really early to go.
Wait, so a blind fortune teller, like, read your face?
No.
It's let him, like, rub all up in that shit?
I'm not talking about face reading anymore. Okay. It's other stuff. It's, okay. Like, your Chinese new...
They, like, pour, like, dragon's blood into, like, bone dice, and they...
And all stuff, okay. Yeah. No. So what happened was we went in Hong Kong. It was really early in the morning. We got up and we went to this like little ramshackle apartment, and like on the staircase, there are already like four people waiting, and they're all sitting.
Four?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's like that's like an album release.
Do you want me to tell the story?
That's like double two, which is double one, which is the first number after zero,
which is four.
Fate.
So no, what I'm saying is it was very early in the morning. There's already
people. This was actually
people.
A town of six people, so that's a big.
No, it's Hong Kong, you idiot.
There's actually way more than six people.
There's
in Hong
a lot
Kong.
More. There's a lot more than six people.
For
in
those
Hong
of you
Kong.
Who don't know, Hong Kong is a really large city,
and they shoot a lot.
So we went in, and this guy was, and this what's weird about it is like traditional cold reading is very much about like throwing things out, seeing what the reaction is, going picking things and then going off of that. And then like what people tend to have selective memories. So their memory of that event was like, oh my gosh, you got everything right. Right. Yeah. But most of the time it's like you look and it's like, no, they're throwing things out constantly. You know, you just remember it differently. What's funny about this guy is that
Freddie just shat on everybody who believes fortune telling or anything like that. Which
let Freddie keep going.
Well, what was funny about this guy is that he would give really specific advice, like more so than Ann Coleridge. Like I remember one guy in front of us was asking about his business and how well it would do. Oh, that's the pizza.
Is that pizza?
Pizza's here.
Break. Pause it, Freddie.
Dolly, I believe that's Twitter also.
Okay, I'll be outside in a second.
If you're doing the interactive podcast version,
wait, real quick.
This is the portion where you need pizza. And Freddie will actually set up a countdown for the pizza. Pizza countdown.
For example, the fortune teller was talking, I need to run out and grab this, but the fortune teller was saying things like, you need, for your business to be successful, your sign has to be, like the sign for your business must be this tall, it must be this color, and it has to have this word in it. And I was like, really specific.
What was the word?
I don't remember. It was
my... interesting. There's a man outside. Freddie,
Freddie, that's bullshit. You totally remember.
We're taking
a pause.
No. It was in Chinese. My mom didn't even. My mom was like.
There's a man.
Was it Yangwa Kat?
Logan,
I think
man,
we should just end the podcast. We're at 50 minutes.
Let's, let's keep going.
No, we're done.
All right, you guys go ahead.
We'll do a third one.
grabbing the pizza.
Let's keep partying until we lose momentum. What time is it?
It's 8:40.
This podcast is still recording, but you're talking, and it's only me though because I'm the only one talking to the mic. You're standing up talking about what time it is.
Just keep going.
No, what time is it? 8:40. We have a meeting in 20. I have to.
We'll just keep going.
They're coming at 9. I have to set up my computer too.
No, they'll come here. They might join the podcast. Just go until it gets bland.
That's
like,
unproductive for our meeting though.
It's not.
Every meeting of ours goes for like 7 hours, and then I'm dead.
But you just keep, like. If we're on fire, you just keep going, right?
Are we on fire, Logan?
I feel like we're on fire.
Guys, comment if we're on fire or not. Not that this does me any good, because it's a week later.
If we were playing NBA Jam, what would be our score right now?
Who are we playing against, Logan? What do you mean, what's our score?
The Chicago Bulls.
Your score would be 85.
Your score would be 85.
That means nothing.
Yes, jump in. Talk about whatever.
Oh my god, there's nothing
here,
to talk
about. I got a call for you. Asparagus, go. Asparagus, go. Matt.
Asparagus?
Asparagus.
Yeah. What do you feel about asparagus, Dez?
I think it's a disgusting treat. I don't know why we're talking about it on a podcast.
I don't know either. Everybody, what do you feel about asparagus? Please leave your comments. We're going to talk about it next week, actually. Have you ever cooked asparagus?
Never.
I have nowhere to go with that. Yeah. Right.
Wait, you know what? Yes, I have. I just lied to you. I grilled asparagus one time.
How was it?
It was whatever. It tasted like greens.
I'm assuming you didn't have like, hey bros, come over and we're gonna grill some asparagus. So what do you grill with it?
No, it was like we had a grill day. You know, bust out the Weber grill.
Who brought the asparagus? It was some dude who brought the asparagus, wasn't it?
I believe I was that dude.
You brought the asparagus?
I wanted to try it.
Was somebody being healthy? Was somebody like, all right, dude, you bring the steaks, you bring the ham, you bring the bacon?
I went through my phase of like watching Food Network around the clock, and I was like, I'm gonna try some grilled asparagus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, I'm not a big fan of asparagus, but I did have somebody who cooked it up, and I think once you slather asparagus in cheese and bacon, it can be pretty tasty.
Well, anything slathered in cheese and bacon.
Yeah, it
is
becomes
delicious.
Pretty tasty. Oh, thank God.
For the record, you've lost all your listeners by now.
Who else eats asparagus? So we have 5 pizzas and a meeting in 20 minutes for something that we can't talk about.
All right, yet. I think we're ending this one, folks.
Freddie's coming like, Jesus Christ, I gotta end this shit
now. Yes, we're ending this. All right, thanks again, everybody.
Wait, really quickly, before you end it, don't end it. This bonus podcast where we're just completely belligerent and drunk and have absolutely no structure whatsoever, was it worth listening to?
Yeah, let us know in the comments, if there is a comment.
Because I have been thinking about this, by the way, and I think we should come up with some kind of like weekly things to do, because this whole freeform thing is cool, but we have an hour to fill. So, Freddie, that's your homework this
week. Okay. All right. Well, hey, listen, until next time, we're going to get some pizza. You guys have fun
out there. Also eat pizza.
See you later.